The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Welcome to where we give you enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is InStudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. You may hear a little bit of noise in the background. It's called background noise, and we're just doing that, trying it out today to see how it works. So be patient, and it may not be clear to you, but it's just what we're creating, white noise. Thank you for joining the show. I appreciate you being here. I want to thank everybody who's been sending emails and asking questions and stating how they feel about the show. I appreciate all of it. I do try to get back to them as often as I can. And sometimes, don't worry, if you didn't get your reply, you will soon enough. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. What we talk about here is raising you to a higher level of consciousness and obviously bringing you a lot of wisdom. We hope that you will take this advice. We hope that you will get in tune with spirituality. We hope that you will take this path to a path of righteousness so you could live your best self. Wake up is a phrase I use a lot simply because we are fast asleep. We are missing our call. We are not realizing that we are the most important entity that exists ourselves. And we are strong and we are a lot bigger than we know. We are told a lot of things in our early years in life and we believe it throughout life. Is it necessarily true? And do you have the desire to look into whether or not it is serving you, or are you being restricted by the things that you were told? Wake up and step into a higher level of consciousness. Wake up and be your true self. Know that you are your own driver. You are in charge of you. You are in the chair that you put yourself in by the thoughts that you've carried all these years or you're carrying. Let's take a look at the opportunity that may present itself for you just to wake up and realize that the God that exists is in you. All the things that you seek in life is within you. Let's look internally as opposed to how we were guided to look externally for some support, some help, something to enhance our life. Wake up. Within you are all the tools that is required to accomplish every single goal that you want for yourself. Whatever you need, you have the ability within you. You are the greatest and you need to know that. This is why we say wake up, because your life is passing you by. This is not how it was intended to be, and you are a great source. You need to know that. You need to know how to connect to your higher level of consciousness to live your happiest and your greatest life. Here at the Barrington Awakened Show, we present this information for you to guide you on a path that will take you to the next level, where you live without limits, to know that you are the driver, you are on the top shelf. It's a lot of information that I'm saying, a lot of things, and it sounds as if it's too good to be true. In this scenario, this case, it is not too good to be true. Open your eyes, open your path, open your mind, open this opportunity, take this opportunity to wake up and live your best self. Wake up to a higher level of consciousness. You are the driver of your vehicle, and you, the body, is just a temporary tool that we've borrowed from this earth, and at some point we will have to return it. It is inevitable. I said earlier this week, our life could be comparable to the game Jenga. If you're familiar with it, eventually you know what's going to happen if you keep playing that game. Our life is pretty much, and I'm not comparing the two because of the simplicity of the game. I'm comparing the two to say that every single human being that lives on this planet knows the end result. Between the start and the finish is what matters the most. Wake up and live that portion of it to its maximum. You need to realize a lot of us are sleeping, dead asleep, not understanding that greatness lies within our hands. Our life is in our own hands, our own control. Everything we want from it can be achieved by just knowing how to tap into the source, by just knowing how to get to that level. Wake up and take a chance. Tap into your spiritual ways, tap into your greater self, tap into living your life to its maximum and to its fullest. Most of us don't know that there is more to us than the body presents. This is why we say wake up. Welcome to the show. I hope you're going to enjoy it. I'm appreciating all the letters and facts that I'm getting from you guys. You're paying attention, you're staying in tune, but I need for you to take a step on the path of getting to your greater self, to live your happiest self. Wake up. This is what we talk about. Today's show is kind of a different. It's not different. It's the same show, same concept, same idea, same walk down the path of spirituality, and hopefully lift your head up and let you realize that you are not lesser to anyone. And equally so, you're not greater. You just need to realize that you are the best that there is, and you were not an accident. You were not a fluke. You chose this path. If you're not enjoying it, then you may have taken a wrong turn somewhere, or something, some other force may have guided you into a direction that you're not loving. If the results, end results, has all been the same, it is time for you to change the bait, change the outlook, change your mind, and take a different approach. Because if you constantly are getting the same results, you are making the same bad mistakes or the same decision that's leading you to where you are. It is time for you to wake up, and step into a path. Today, we're going to talk about a guide to happiness. This is a guide to your happiness. You follow it, and this will lead you to where you want to be happy and where wisdom is awaiting you, because we are all asleep. The God that exists is you, and you have as much control over that as you do everything else in your life. You just need to know that. You just need to realize. You may just need to wake up. The ideas and stories and teachings that we would have been given at some phase of our life isn't serving us if we're not happy with where we're standing. A guide to happiness and a path to live your maximum happiness yourself is available. And that tool is within you. We're teaching and we're telling others to look within. All that you want from life is within you. Do not deny that fact because you're not sure because you haven't had a chance to look in. And most people will ask, how do you look within? Wake up. Realize your full potential and live that life. I want to thank everybody for coming to the show. Today I'm broadcasting from a new location. I've just realized I wasn't really happy with doing it from my home, and I've moved into a studio someplace else, and we're doing fantastic. We're loving this. Welcome to the show, all the old-time, long-time listeners, as well as the new listeners. Thank you for joining Barrington Awaken. I want to say a happy welcome to everybody from all around the world who are listening to this program. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. I tapped into saying earlier, this is a guide to happiness. When you have an opportunity to speak to your higher self, and so we should all the time, this is where you're going to be given a higher level of consciousness instructions as how to guide you to where you want to be if you're not enjoying where you are right now. You want to say to your higher level of consciousness, help me to overcome my enemies, if I have some, if you have some. Remove from my path the stumbling blocks that may restrict me and make it clear, the path, make it clear. Let peace, success, and happiness dwell in my home and throughout the rest of my life. Put your strong arms of protection around me and shield me from all harm and illness and danger. Guide me with the healing hands to keep me well. Guide my footsteps in the path of prosperity. Give me strength. Aid my brothers and my sisters across this land. Guide me to wisdom and understanding. Bring me to that place where I can enjoy life and get the best of life. Give me prosperity. Realize in your life that great love and great achievements involved great risk. When you lose something or you lose, please do not lose the lesson. Respect yourself. Respect others. Be responsible for your actions. Remember that not getting your way is often a good stroke of luck if you didn't get what you want. Not getting your way is a good thing, not always getting your way. Learn all the rules so you will know how to break them properly. Do not let the little dispute injure a great relationship. Those are hard to come by. If you make a mistake, and we often do, move swiftly to correct it. Act on it now. Spend some time alone every single day. It is called the rejuvenating. It is called the resetting or the retooling. Find yourself alone sometime every day for however long you need that time or period to be. This is important. You must appreciate your life. You must understand you're not a coincidence. There are no such things as a coincidence, and you're definitely not an accident. You must know that you serve a purpose. We're guiding you towards finding that purpose. Appreciate all the beauty that life offers. The ability to stand among the great trees and realize without that one, you couldn't have been here. It provides the oxygen that we need to survive. Appreciate all the beauties, the beauty of nature. When or if you can, you'll take off your shoes and walk on the earth barefoot and connect to all that nature has to offer. We're all a part of the great wave. We live in the north and we get a lot of snow in the winter months, so that won't work for us. But if you have that ability and you're able to go out and step out and put your foot on the ground, skin to earth, appreciate life. Be thankful and respect and be kind to the earth. It sustains us. It gives us life. It is life. It is a part of you as you are a part of it. You were fashioned from it. And when this duty or this tour of duty is over, you will return to it inevitably. Again, like playing that game of Jenga, you will not miss that opportunity. Respect the earth. Be kind to people. Respect everybody. Respect yourself. Learn to love you first. If you don't, learn how to do it before you make an attempt to love someone else. It is not possible to offer something you don't have or know about or even understand, but you must know. And first, you must love yourself. We talk about spirituality all the time. We talk about this great opportunity for you to become your greatest self. Many different methods. On this program, I speak a lot about meditation and how it guides you to this amazing place. How you need to tap into the source, how you need to make yourself one with nature, because you are and you were intended to be. You're a product of this environment, you're a product of this land. Learn how to live to the best of your ability and achieve the great happiness that exists and is available to you. Your life is in your hands. How do you choose to play that card? How do you choose to play that game? How do you choose to deal? Wake up. Take a step towards what is considered greatness. If you find that you're doing harm or causing harm to others, please move towards changing that. Because the destruction that you are creating, you are still living a part of it. You are still being exposed to it. You are still in its presence. Move away from it. I have said many times, if it's not true, you do not say it. If it doesn't belong to you, you don't take it. If you're doing it and it's wrong and you're consciously aware of it's being wrong, stop doing it. The dirty environment that you create, you are a part of it. If by any means you decide to go out and cause harm to anyone or wish anybody harm or bad things to happen, you are ordering the destruction to yourself. Remember, the deliverer only has your address. Therefore, whatever it is that you're ordering will be delivered to you. We say if you're going to dig a pit for somebody, dig two, because one belongs to you. Wake up and live. Tap into this great knowing of spirituality and live your fullest life to the happiness. The petty things that you may be carrying on in your everyday life does not serve you well. If you choose to take from others, remember, the more you take is the less you will have. The more you take from others is the less of yourself that you'll have. Should one day you decide to reverse it, the journey back to where you started from is harder. So don't start that one. Wake up is what we offer everybody and give you this opportunity to stand up and live your best life. Wake up, everybody. Have we got any emails there, sir?
We have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I see lots of you doing that. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. instudio101@gmail.com. You can write in with a thought, a question, a comment for Barrington, and we can go from there. And let's see. Ling did that. L-I-N-G, unique name. Ling wrote in. He says, you talk about returning our body to where? Where and what do you mean by that, Barrington? Returning to where? That's Ling. Mitch wrote in here. And Mitch says, since listening to you, my life has improved 1,000,000%. If I was of financial means, I would send you $1,000,000. It's night and day now how I'm living because of your radio show. That's from Mitch. Thank you, Mitch. John says, I love the music in the background. Who is it? It sounds like we're in some really cool highfalutin jazz cafe while you're talking. And that's from John. Thank you, John. Peggy says, Barrington, it sounds like you were kind of quoting the Bible today when you were giving us some of your monologue. Is it Bible quotes that you were saying? And that's from Peggy. And let's see. Nancy says, that's very scary when you say, when you're digging that pit, dig two. I work at a cemetery, literally, and I'm scared now. That's from Nancy. And back to you.
Nancy, I don't think you have a thing to worry about because your intent is not to do cause harm to anybody. But I guess I could see how that may be frightening. That's not what I'm getting at. You're doing a job, I hope, by digging a pit to lay someone in, and then that's fine because you didn't bring them there. You're just sending them home, and that's the difference. When I say dig in a pit and be careful of it, it's a metaphor of saying do not cause or wish anybody any harm. If you're going to do bad to someone, it will affect you because you've had the thought of doing bad in your mind. And as long as you have the thought, you're well on your way of the destruction. So keep digging the pit. Oh, you will keep digging that pit because it's inevitable that at some point we will all need it, but it's nothing to be afraid of. Dying is not the end of it all. Dying is the beginning. We leave the body as we've come into the body, and eventually we have to return the body, and that's going to set me up for one of the other answers I have. But the point is, when you exit the body, your journey through your spiritual world at full tilt without a body resumes. You've always been in contact with spirituality. We live in the body. The body gets too old for us to continue. We'll lay it down and we rebirth and we start again after it's too old or broken or diseased or accident, whatever the case may be. When we lay ourselves down, it's not the end of our journey. Our journey never ends. If you can imagine what it's like for water, it's in a liquid state, and at some point it becomes gas, and eventually some cases it becomes solid, and then after all that it returns and continues the cycle. We're much the same. we continue to rotate like a conveyor belt. And one, this moment, Nancy, because you can hear me, you're in the body. You're living in the body, and there will be a time where the body doesn't serve you anymore because it's probably too old or broken or diseased, and I'm not wishing that on anybody, but it's just a routine. If you've ever played the game Jenga, you'll soon learn that you can't keep playing that game forever. Eventually, it will tip over, and eventually, our journey in this body will come to an end. Come to the end of the body, your life is continual. It does not end. It keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. Today, we're in a body, and inevitably, at some point, the body will be returned. Peggy, the Bible quote. Okay, so what it's been said, did I take it from the Bible? No, I wrote it. But what has been said over the years is that when we're praying to our higher self. We're praying to a higher level of consciousness. And these are the things that we wish that would happen in good faith, wish that it would happen to us. So it's not taken directly from the Bible, but it's a prayer that you could use, will use, should use to look at what it is, what you want from life. And if you want to have peace and tranquility and greatness and love and no danger, no harm, no sickness, you need to tell yourself that, because what you think of you becomes you. What you've planted, you will receive, you will reap. If you plant tomatoes, yes, one day you're going to pick tomatoes. If you plant carrots, one day you're going to reap carrots. And this is just how life works. The idea is, if you can equate the planting concept to the thoughts that we may hold in our mind, is we're holding this whatever result we want. If you think you're going to fail, there's no point in starting. You've already failed just on the thought process. You were thinking about it, so it comes. If you're thinking greatness, think on it and it will come. Happiness, peace, the whole good things will come to you. What I say earlier in the monologue, as you mentioned, we're moving towards greatness and you need to put that in front of you. If you line it up and set it up properly, eventually it becomes you. Hold a good thought and good things will be delivered. Keep good company and good things will become of you. If you're hoping to one day soar like the eagles, there's no point in flocking with the turkeys. You've already made the decision. Always plant a good seed and your harvest will be plentiful or rewarding, or at least what you want from it. John, the music in the background, something we're trying. I'm in a bigger, much, much bigger space today and more of an echo is there. I thought putting in the music in the background would lighten things up a little bit, and apparently people are loving it. I hope this is the same for everybody and it's not causing stress or anything else. It's just good flavor. It's Kenny G. I think you did ask who that was playing. I don't know if you know who Kenny G is, but he's playing an instrument in the back there, and that's what that's all about. Hope you're enjoying the music. And that's for everybody. Mitch? Oh, thank you. I appreciate hearing that. This is why we do the show. You mentioned that since you've been listening to the show, it has made your life great. And if you had the ability to send $1 million, you would. I so would appreciate that. But that's not what we're about. And if you do have that to send, send it to somebody else who will appreciate it more than not appreciate it more, but would benefit from it a lot greater than me. There's a lot of people out there who could use our help, everybody's help. And if we can go forth and lend a hand to help others or help elevate them up at some level, that'd be a wonderful thing. But I'm glad that you said you've enjoyed the show. It has made an improvement in your life. I really appreciate that. And I'm also loving the fact that others have heard you say that, so they understand that the journey towards spirituality is going to give you that guidance, that clarity, that wisdom, that strength, that confidence, the lack of fear, and everything that you may feel. Where you are today, Mitch, I was there, and when I stumbled into this, I had to share it. Part of what I'll talk about later on today is sharing the wisdom. That is how you maintain mortality. And if you want to be wise and great and serve a wonderful purpose, anybody, please go out there and help those who've asked you for help. Don't convince them to do you or be you. help them on their way in their journey, whatever it is that they choose. If they're not doing something that you approve of, disregard it simply because you don't understand it. Because you don't understand it isn't saying it's wrong. It's just that you don't understand it. In most cases, you don't need to understand it. You just have to realize that your life is fantastic. If you wake up one day, or if you're standing somewhere one day and you're being surrounded by people or an environment that is not serving you, you don't try to change that. You move out of it because you don't control it, simply because just because you're not seeing eye to eye isn't saying it's wrong. It is saying that it's probably not the place for you. Thank you very much for that, and I appreciate the feedback. And the $1 million sounds fantastic, but there's so many people out there that would benefit. If you, anybody, has that ability to do that, don't think twice. Go forth and do that. Okay, where do we return? Ling, you would mention, and you're curious as to return to where? Okay, so if you're speaking of the body, and I've said many times that the body is not who you are. The body is the vehicle that you, the spiritual sense, the soul that's within you, rides in the body, much like you would on a train, airplane, a car. The vehicle carries you from point A to point B, much like the body carries us from point A to point B. When we get to this destination or wherever we're going to go, the amusement park or maybe the dentist, I'm not sure, you have to exit that vehicle and go about your way. When we get to a certain age in life and we're too old or the body's broken or it doesn't serve us a purpose anymore, we're too dependent, we lay the body down and put it back where it's come from. And it has come from the earth. It has come from this planet. Everything that exists in the planet does exist in your body at some level. It was made, was fashioned from the earth. I was told, and I haven't done the measurement on my own, but it's 15% of the earth, and the other, I guess, 85 or 80% is the liquid, the water. When you're finished using the body, it will separate itself and the water will go back to the water, and the dirt, the dust will go back to the dirt and the dust and every other part. You may have missed one of the shows where I talk about baking a cake, and you put all the ingredients in the cake, the salt, the flour. I don't bake, so I don't, you know, the salt, the flour, and all the things that you should put in the cake, spices, egg, I guess, and maybe milk, however you bake. You put it all together, you saturate it, you mix it, you put it in an oven, maybe a warm place, and it hardens it and make it a cake. Every single bit of the ingredients that you've put in this cake is in every piece of that cake, every slice, portion, serving, bite, should have all the ingredients. And it's saturated properly. Our makeup was the same thing. We were made, the ideas or the ingredients were put into us to make us the body. It was made from this land. And when we're finished using it, we will return it to the land. So your question directly asks, where are we being returned to? The soul goes back to the existence of the spiritual world, which is where all the spirits are, and there is no up there or down there. It's just here. And you're separating yourself from the physical sense to the, from the spiritual part of you to the physical part of you. They separate. The physical part, the body, goes back to the earth, and the spiritual part goes back to its existence, which is the spiritual world, which is here. And then at some point later on, should you choose to do another tour of duty to come back again to have another body, you will get another body and life will continue, much like the rotation on a conveyor belt. When I say return, you're giving back what you've borrowed. You have borrowed some of the soil and some of the water and the salt and the sodium and the sugar. We've borrowed it all. And at some point we have to return it. And it goes back to its source. We can't bring it with us anywhere because on the other side of our existence, which is the spiritual world, there's nothing there physical We can't bring our bodies to it. And if you've listened to the show quite at all, you'll hear me say there is no other place for us to go. There is no other bodies for us to attain up there or down there. The HE double hockey stick or the other place that we're supposed to go and get a new body. The body was fashioned on the planet Earth, and all the elements of it will have to stay here. When you leave everything here, and you return to the spiritual world. We, some, all, maybe, has chosen to come into a body to be human beings so you can appreciate, you could feel, you could touch, you could make your creation real. If you had the idea of making a chair, you could now do it. You couldn't have done it on the other side. And it's not because they don't have power tools over there. It's simply because whatever is required to do that build does not exist. It's a spiritual world without physical anything. I hope I explained that to you properly, and I hope the answer is satisfying to you. Thank you. That was Ling, a beautiful name, and that was her question. Today, we're talking about creating happiness and how, what is the formula for you to be happy? We had a gentleman call in, John, and talked about, Mitch, and talked about having listened to the show and how he has applied, or apparently applied, a lot of what we talk about to his life. And the outcome is remarkable because you do see the difference. Mitch is waking up or has woken up. This is what the show is all about. We want you to wake up and realize the great source or entity or creation that you are. Once you've taken this path through life and the journey, the wisdom will come, the understanding will come, peace and tranquility will be yours, fear will go away. The greed, the envy, the jealous, all these things, they're just temporal. I said temporal because you cannot carry any of this into the next world. You won't have pockets. And if you did have pockets, you won't have anything to put in it because what exists here stays here. Much like the vacation that you went on at some point, you admired the beauty, hopefully, you admired the beauty of the resort or the spot that you visited, and it only comes home to you with you through memory. You cannot pick up the beach or the mountain or the valley or that beautiful car and bring it home with you. It just doesn't work that way. Our visit here is like an extended vacation, if you want to call it that. We may spend 85, 100 years on this vacation, but when it's time for us to go home, we leave everything that we've brought, that we've found or discovered or picked up. And this is why I always say, make sure the investment that you're making to acquire the things that you want is worth the currency you're spending. You're not spending your beautiful time in this beautiful planet living a beautiful life by chasing something that's going to satisfy you temporarily simply because of the ego. Okay? If you're investing time, you realize you're spending the most valuable currency, which is your life here, to acquire something that you will leave at the end of the journey. And a lot of it has to do with how the ego tells us to live, that we need to be big in the eyes of others, or to have the fancy house or the cars. Or I'm not suggesting that you don't do that. I'm simply saying make sure the juice is worth the squeeze. The effort that you're putting in is worth what you get out. And what you have, every single one of us with the body, is borrowed, and eventually you have to give it back. It becomes someone else's. We don't own anything. We think we own things. We think we don't own anything. We're just visiting. And when we're finished the visit, the time is up. For whatever reason, however it happens, when you leave, you go away with the empty pockets that you don't even show up with pockets. So you go away as you've come. So when you're making an investment for the things that you're hoping to accomplish, you need to ask yourself this question. Is the juice worth the squeeze? Is the time I'm putting in worth what I will get at the end of the day? Because at the end of the day, you need to turn around and give it back. If you can imagine playing the game of Monopoly, if you play that and you start slugging everybody at the table and beating them up and you win, yeah, big time, you've won the game. What did you win? You've created a lot of enemies. What did you win? I say, make sure the effort that you put in is worth the payback, the investment that you make, it's worth the return. Because if it's not, you are just wasting the time, which is the most valuable currency that you will ever attain while you're in the human body. Make sure the juice is worth the squeeze. When I say welcome home, I'm going back to a point for answering Ling's question. When I say welcome home to everyone, I'm saying welcome back to your spiritual connection to the way nature intended life to be. Welcome home. And if you're investing into anything, make sure the return is worth it for you before you do the investment. I think if you were going to invest $100 and you knew before you did this investment that the possible best return would be $10, you would have to think twice. Unless there's something seriously wrong with you, you would not be investing $100 so you could return 10% of it. Make sure the investment is worth the return. When I say welcome home to everybody, and I say it at the beginning of the show, every time I do the show, welcome to your home, to your spiritual existence, to where all of it begins. You are attached to the great wave, and for a period of time, you're loaned out, or you borrow a body. When you return the body, you're returning home. In this sense, I prepare those to understand that we're only visiting. We are the visitors. Nobody stays here very long. Nobody stays here forever. You're just visiting. In the visit, please take the time to enjoy the visit. When you go on your vacation, don't be making phone calls back home, because it defeats the purpose of being there. So you enjoy the life as it is. Stay conscious. Bring yourself to the higher level of consciousness so you can live to the maximum. Learn to appreciate the time that you spend here. That is the most valuable currency that you can ever attain, just being human beings. And you must appreciate the fact that you are. How do you live your maximum life? Tap into the spiritual way, tap into nature's way of the guidance that is being offered to every single one of us. You must be able to tap into the guidance. Today we're talking about happiness and how you could find your ultimate happiness in life. And I mentioned that you must spend some time alone every day. It's very important. Expect changes, but do not let your values go. Do not lose your value. Accept the changes, because they're going to happen, but don't lose the value as to who you are. You must remember, silence is sometimes the best answer. Practice that. Silence is the best answer. Sometimes the best answer. Practice that. Live a good and honorable life, that when you get older, you could look back and you will enjoy it for a second time when you're doing the reflection. When you're in dispute with the loved ones, You must only deal with the current situation. Do not bring up the past. It confuses everything and it makes it a lot worse. Earlier I said, do not lose your friendship over little petty things. And when you really think about it, they're all little petty things. When you're in dispute with your loved ones, only deal with the current situation at hand. A loving atmosphere at home is the foundation of your life. Create a spectacular home to the best of your ability. It is the foundation of your life. It is that port in the storm, if you want to say that. But you must work to create a loving atmosphere at home. To achieve immortality, you must share your knowledge. You must share your knowledge to achieve immortality. Be kind and gentle to the earth. It is your mother. Be kind and gentle to the earth, because what you put in is what you will get out. Once a year, visit a new place. Stimulate your mind that way. Try to make a note to visit someplace new once a year. Place you've never been. Experience something new once a year. Make that the goal. A great relationship is one where your need for the partner, your need for each other, exceeds your need. let me start again. Your love for each other exceeds the need for each other. Okay, I messed it up. I'm going to say it again. A great relationship is where the love exceeds the need for each other. That's a great relationship. So you're not there because you need. You're there because you love. Measure your success in life based on what you had to sacrifice to achieve it. If you're saying to yourself that you're very successful, measure that by what is it that you sacrificed to achieve this great success that you're talking about. What did you give to get what you have? Measure your success by the sacrifice that you had to give to get where you are. Prepare for tomorrow today. You know what's coming, though we never see it. Every day is today, but be prepared. Prepare yourself for tomorrow. Like damage control, get ahead of the game. Prepare for tomorrow today. And I said this earlier, and I'm going to say it again. Love yourself first before you attempt to love others. You cannot give something you don't have. It's not possible. First, love yourself before you attempt to love anyone else. This is life. We constantly talk about wanting people to gain, to become great, to cure, to heal themselves, to live a spectacular life. In order for you to get to this level, you must first be pure and clean and get rid of the bad things. Do not be wishing negative on anybody. Do not be wishing anybody hurt. Do not be jealous of anyone. It's a waste of time. Understand that everybody out there is doing the very same thing you're trying to do. And that's just to live and appreciate life and learn to respect the rules of nature. Tap into a spiritual guidance and walk into the path of righteousness. Allow yourself to grow and be kind. And reach a handout to help the fellow person, man, woman, not to do the opposite. when we speak of spirituality, and again, I talk a lot about meditation and how to get into this. And we've had calls and have had emails over the past saying that if you're willing to try, and the purpose of me doing the show, a lot of people are unaware of what is available to them. Wake up. Move into a higher level of consciousness. Move into a place where all the benefits of our existence as human being could be reaped by you. Do not let it pass you by. Wake up. Do we have anything else there, sir?
We have a couple of emails that came in. Deborah says, I am not 100% sure. I do not believe in no coincidences. I don't see how that is possible. I mean, think about it. If you see a friend that you haven't seen for 20 years and you were just thinking of that friend, how is that not a coincidence? That's from Deborah. Thank you, Deborah. Jeff, this is a little bit funny, tongue in cheek. Jeff says, if we come from dust and we are to return to dust, when I see dust in my house, I don't dust because I don't know if someone's coming or going. All right, Jeff. Thank you. Good point. Chris says, why and how do we get another body after our first one? And how many of these new bodies do we get? Is it ever and ever forever? And that's from Chris. And back to you.
Okay, Chris, why? Well, first of all, let's assume this was the first one, which more than likely isn't. You've met a lot of people who are young, very young, but they've got an old soul. You can tell that they've been through the ringer. They've had the money, had the poor. They had the, you know, and they're just chilling, relaxing, enjoying life. We call that the old soul because they've been here, done that. And for whatever reason, they're back. But let's say, hypothetically speaking, this is your very first tour of duty. And actually, when I was going through a lot of schooling and studying all these things, they say, if you're on the first visit or a few, or, you know, you've only been here a few times, you're less likely to be congested into the city. You're more likely to be in the remote areas, and you gradually, through many different lives, move into the congested parts of the city where you can tolerate people, and eventually you want to become the city owner and, you know, the biggest businessman in the world. Other than that, you're learning to be human beings. So let's go with why. You wanted to have the human experience, so you've come here and you've taken on a body. Chris, you did choose to come here. You did choose the path that you're going to take. And believe it or not, you did choose the family, the man and the woman who is going to represent you, or however it works out, man, man, woman, woman, whoever the parents are going to be, you did choose that. So you chose to experience the life. Now, you've come here for a purpose, and whatever that purpose may be, we don't know. You will be the only one who knows, and no one can tell you what your purpose is. And if they're trying to tell them that they're inaccurate is what you want to say, because nobody knows your purpose other than you. You may have come as an individual, possibly to deliver a message or to maybe cure cancer or to figure out the best way to fly around the world or get around the world. Whatever that message was, you've come to pass that on to people. If I don't know if you know who Bob Marley is, I'm fully convinced he came here to tell us all how to live in one love among each other. And he delivered his message and he is gone. Is he coming back? We don't know. Because when you exit this body, Chris, if you didn't fulfill that purpose, you are going to do another journey walk. You are going to do it again. You are going to repeat the process. This is why there is no heaven. Rebirth. A lot of the Hindu religions believe in reincarnation and rebirth, and you just do it over and over and over and over and over again. Wherever a tree falls, Chris, you will see another one growing. And that's not a lot different than who we are. When we recycle, rejuvenate, start again, we are going through the process of laying down the body. Like I said earlier, it's a little old, it's broken, it's diseased. whatever, we lay it down, we get a new one, and we start again. How many times am I going to do this? How many times are we going to do it? I'm not sure. It all depends on what your purpose is to begin with and the message that you had to deliver to the people, to the world, to the land, to human being, to the existence. You will continue to do it. You do have a choice not to repeat. We all have that choice not to repeat. And weird enough, we do have the choice as to how long we want to be here. And then we exit. You did plan everything long before you showed up here. And at some other time, in some other show, I could talk a lot about what we call the Akasha Library, where all the records of everything is written down. But you achieve this only through a spiritual sense, through meditation, a lot of meditation, to get there, to see the decisions that you made long before you showed up here. But you did choose this path. And if you are going to come back, you did choose to come back as well. Jeff, yes, that was funny. Yes, it made me laugh that you don't dust because you don't know if people are coming to visit or not, just leaving, however the case may be. From dust we've come, and from dust we should return. We will return. This is when we're given back the body that we've borrowed, and it will grow as a, I don't know, how big is a baby? 5-pound baby to a 200-pound person. It will go back to dust. And all of what we've gained within that period of being here, when it says on your birthstone, born in 01 and died in 99, the dash in the middle represents everything that we've done and the purpose, maybe the purpose that we've come here for. We will return to the dust. And I don't know if it's the same what lingers in your house, but maybe you should dust, because, you know, allergies and all those things come from the dust and mites and a whole bunch of other things. But that's not what our show's all about today. But we've come from the dust, and we will return to the dust. And this is how the circle continues. Deb, you mentioned no such things as coincidences. And of course, there isn't. Anything that happens was supposed to happen, was meant to happen. When you have a thought, you haven't seen a friend for a very long time or heard from a friend for a very long time, all of a sudden they show up, or somebody else starts talking about them, or, you know, you get a phone call or something. It's a connection that is made at the sixth sense to say at some point you will be meeting up with Fred or that person, and you're just told about it. And then, wow, you thought it was a coincidence, but you had the message. We all get the message prior to that actual meeting. You've got it in the gut. We call it the gut feelings and stuff like that. No, there are no such things as coincidence. It is the way it is. It happens because it was meant to happen. The plan is already written long before we experience it. All things that happen will always happen for a reason, and it's not a coincidence. Those don't exist. Thank you very much for that. I hope I explained it properly, and I hope I'm not trying to convince you. The journey that we take through life will give you all the answers that you'll always want. Seek the path of least resistance. Seek the path of a spiritual journey, and the questions will always be answered, and every single question has an answer, because if it didn't, there wouldn't have been a question. So no such thing as a coincidence. If it happened, it was meant to happen. And I said earlier in the monologue when I was opening up that you have to be mindful that all things has a reason. Now, if you've lost something or something negative has happened to you, it's the lesson that is the important part. What did you learn from it? I had a conversation this week about somebody telling me they're always meeting the wrong people. The wrong man is always coming into my life. And I said, well, you're using the same bait and you're catching the same fish. Who are you blaming in this equation? It has nothing to do with them. You know, if a turd is laying on the floor and there's a bunch of flies around it, the turd will say, why are you bothering me? Well, that's what they do. So you need to change the bait. This is what I'm just saying. Thank you. It's 2 minutes to go. I want to thank everybody. I didn't have a chance today because I was kind of excited about the show. I didn't have a chance to talk about our book. It is available at Amazon.com. It's there. We'll pick up next week. This show will be repeated on Thursday between 9 and 10. Thank you. It's been a short time, but it was a fun time. Love you guys. Thank you for being supportive to the show. And until we talk again next week, you have a very pleasant and safe week. Bye now.
you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.